I whip out my bow and I point it at Juice. I will do it right here. Do it right here.
Hey, yo.
You see the other lizard folk are getting into it?
Are they getting into the kink, or what are we talking? You know what? Like, Ollie puts her bow down. Ollie puts her bow down.
We should fight.
Ollie puts her bow down. Mm-hmm. You're not in front of the kids.
The kids are on.
Shut the hell up. Did you shut up, man? Yeah, what did you say, fucker?
Eons before ever after, six like-minded individuals came together with a shared purpose, one of insertion, integration, inclusion. We aim to show our people a different kind of dice game, one based not on competition, but creation, imagination, and fruition. With these conditions, no futurism without the Afro, and always put the culture before the cash flow. We are the Dungeon Family.
What's up? It's your boy Jamar, DM / everyone's favorite penguin poppy, Jacques. You know, just here to make everyone's life miserable and looking to have a good time.
Hi, y'all. I'm Evelyn Hellion. I am a tiefling ranger, squishy as fuck, chilling here, hoping to live to see level 4. You can find me on the socials at Curious Blowout, mostly on IG. Have a dope day.
Sup, dudes. I'm Michelle, aka De La Rose, also De La Rose 20 on Twitter. I am playing the baddest bitch, Captain of the Wet Dream. You know, Adesina, aka Gift of the Seven Seas. I am a water genasi storm sorcerer.
What's up, gang? Murph here, the voice and face of Juice McCoy, attorney at large. Murph McMahon on Instagram, Murph Diggity on Spotify. You know, here to roll some dice and chew some ice.
What's up, everybody? It's Les, aka Yarian Bloodsoul, your favorite door-kicking paladin. I've never met a door I didn't like to kick. Pejoratively known as a ham-eating bastard. Yarian Bloodsoul, the fallen SMR paladin in the house. I'm Les Wright, pretty much everywhere on the internet.
All right, hey, oh yeah, it's me. Hey, everyone, it's me, Mark. I am playing Olivia Montier, aka Ollie, a revenge-seeking rogue who hates Juice and Yarian, but loves her captain and her co-captain and her little baby, man-baby, Jacques. Let's get to rolling. I'm excited. I'm excited to be with the salty nuts again. Oh, I also stream and shit.
Last time on the Dungeon Family. So last time we find the Salty Nuts in a state of confusion, having just encountered Maggie, the bed and breakfast owner. You see this gnome creeping through the halls and you're both startled. You chase him down back to the servants' quarters where you find the rest of the gnomes in something of a protection circle. They inform you that this room is protected from the curse that Maggie has on the bed and breakfast, that she is using to put the residents to sleep in order to consume their dreams, which is keeping her very youthful and rested. You make a deal with the gnomes to take care of this situation in exchange for that quality continental breakfast, and waste no time making your way to Maggie's room. Juice and Eno enter the room and find that Maggie is nowhere to be found. Due to some very clever snooping, you all find out that there's no running water in this bed and breakfast, which you deduce probably means that Maggie has it this way for a reason. Eno uses her water powers to drown out Maggie, and you find that indeed water is her biggest weakness. And that is where we find ourselves now. And that's back to you, Juice. She basically vomits this necrotic energy into the room, and this dark fog begins to fill the area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I am gonna move back a bit, because that's not fun at all. Use unsettling words one more time. And I'm just gonna say, you know, I'm I'm kind of sort of rest deprived here. And there's a joke I have about like sleeping under the bed, definitely being the wrong side of the bed. But I just imagine that I made a good joke. Just fucking diary. I do need to roll that D6 for unsettling words.
She looks at you and she says, "Your bit needs more work."
Yeah. If I had a dime for every time I heard that. Go ahead.
Maybe you should get some sleep.
No, none of that. Make a con save, -5, please.
Let's see. 10.
10 won't do it. She is blinded.
She actually has advantage on saving throws against being blinded.
Still gonna be -5.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Yeah, still -5.
Okay.
So this time it's going to be 12.
Still won't do it. Blind.
Blind.
Yeah. I said no. God damn
it. All right, she's blinded.
Mm-hmm.
So she's glowing and blinded. Okay. Actually, roll to maintain your fairy fire. Because that's a concentration.
She also needs to roll. She's
Well, that is an 8, so.
Well, she is no longer glowing.
Nah, I guess not.
Would I have advantage because she's blind as fuck?
I believe so.
All right. Use my last sorcery point, quicken spell, and as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Chaos Bolt.
Do it.
+17
What is that?
22 here. 22 here. All right. It's going to be 2d8 + 1d6. Ooh, 6, 8. That is 14 + 6. She's gonna take 18 points of, I can do thunder damage.
18 points?
Yes, okay. And then with my action, I'm gonna hit her shape water again. So almost like I'm combining this water and lightning damage.
Roll your 2d8.
She'll need to make 2 con saves. That's another 14 points of damage.
She is looking really bad at this point. That is a nat 20 on her save.
She needs to make another.
And the other one is a 12.
Fuck. Well, okay. She's holding on. And she looks bad?
She looks really bad. She hanging on by a thread. You can see that she looks fully decrepit. She is full on decayed at this point. Her hair is beginning to fall out. Her skin is, you know, almost fully melted off the bone at this point. She is literally on death's door. But she is not gonna go down without a fight.
I'm sure.
She is going to cast Blight at a 5th level.
Yeah. Does it have to be in a range she can see?
Oh, that's true. That's true. She is still blinded.
That's crazy. That's crazy you forgot about that.
Go look it outward.
Well, I guess she's not going to she's not going to use Blight. Instead, she's going to use... Okay, she is going to use Greater Invisibility. as you see the room begin to fill up with more smoke. It's necrotic smoke. And a few seconds pass and the smoke clears and you see she is nowhere to be found.
Okay, does she move at all?
You are sure?
Interesting. It's water all over the ground and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see her like stepping like any splooshes or stepping around and shit like that.
I mean, you would hear it, yes.
Okay, so would I be able to discern?
You definitely hear, her leaving.
Hmm. Would I be able to discern where she is or what direction she's going?
She's headed down the hall, back down towards the ground floor.
She would have had to pass by us to do that, right?
To start, she was at the bed. Juice went up to her. And then she ran towards you, who were in the doorway, and then you use your boots to teleport somewhere else in the room. So technically she was by the door.
But we can hear her with the sloshing of water.
Yeah, you can hear.
Okay.
If you want to make an attack, you can. It'll just be a disadvantage.
Oh, of course I'm going to take that attack.
Go ahead.
I'm going to shoot my pistol off regardless. Okay, lowest roll was a 10 plus 3, 13.
That will miss.
Okay.
So the smoke clears and you definitely hear some splashing as she runs out of the room towards the stairs.
I'm going to try to get her too, I guess, in the crossbow. With disadvantage, that's a 14?
That will miss.
Damn.
Just barely.
Damn. Okay, well, I mean, we gotta fucking follow her. Something. I mean, well, if we know what direction she's headed still.
I follow the water that's washing
Roll me a investigation. With advantage.
With advantage?
Ooh, 16. 15
plus
4, 19. Okay, you're definitely able to see these tracks of water that she's leaving behind. These big wet footprints on the ground. You see that they're headed downstairs. You follow them. And they lead back to your room, Juice.
My room? Interesting. So not where our sleepy-headed friends are?
No.
Hmm. Would I have noticed anything in this room retroactively that would let me know what the hell she's going to my room for?
No, not really. I mean, how much time did you actually spend in your room?
Not super much. I was in there for a little bit, then I left to drink, then I came back in there to wake Yarian up, and then we got the fuck out of here. Yarian obviously spent way more time in there than I did.
Well, no, you didn't really notice anything.
Okay, how far away are we from her?
I'd say about 40 feet.
40 feet. I'm gonna try to cast Fairy Fire again. Just trying to see if I can get her. So she got to make another deck save. I don't feel great about it, but we'll see what happens.
That is a 14.
14 will unfortunately save, yeah, so. No, you don't get to be relieved.
Man, you just don't know. Man, jump into combat with Fairy Fire. I'm like, fuck, I gotta rethink everything.
You started this.
Damn,
what the fuck's happening? You wouldn't let us go to fucking sleep and just wake up. Why couldn't we just actually get a nice bed and breakfast? Which is a reminder. I'm gonna slap the shit out of Yarn.
You let the bar and the Genasi go, man? Brother, you knew you were gonna have a problem. You crazy. You knew you were gonna have a problem with these two. You knew it. Mm-hmm. You crazy if you didn't think this was gonna be crazy.
Mm-hmm. You crazy for not thinking this is gonna be crazy.
Is it my turn?
Does Juice have anything else he wants to do?
fuck him up. No, it's on you.
She still has water on her. I'm going to shape water, pull that water, and slam it right back into her.
Roll me a d20.
11.
Okay. Roll me 1d8.
7.
You pull the moisture from this witch's body, which, if you didn't know, witches fear the most, having their moisture removed. You pull this moisture from this witch's body and use it as a projectile and slam it back into her. And you see this necrotic smoke start to emit from the bed. She was hiding under the bed once again, trying to dry off. Do you inspect under the bed, or he's gonna keep you distance?
You want me to, you want me to look underneath the creepy bed with the
creepy bed? Yeah, why not? Sounds like a good idea.
Absolutely not. Do you think that things are cold?
That's exactly what I was gonna say. You got it.
And I swipe under there.
You see that there's nothing. You see a puff of smoke arises, and a pile of ash is all that remains.
She gone?
She gone.
Like, gone from this place, or like, is this like a...
Give me an arcana check.
Not fantastic. That's an 11 altogether.
14.
You do not sense any necrotic or necromancy arcana in this room. You feel like she's gone.
I look at Juice. You know, I still don't like you, but you're not bad in combat.
Hey, thanks. Pretty good yourself. Very clutch, the water. You know, clearly the seven seas have given you some sort of gift. Did pretty good. Everybody should feel really awesome who's still awake, and everybody who's not awake.
Does everyone wake up?
So everyone that's sleeping, give me a con to see if you wake up immediately or if you sleep through the night.
If I sleep through the night, am I dead?
No.
Through the night. You can let
Dorian roll with advantage because Eno walks in the room while he's sleeping and I slap him clean across the face.
I got a 3.
14. Yeah, Ollie sleeps through the night.
Yeah, Jacques. I hold Jacques and I'm just like,
Jacques got a...
He's grappled. He can't leave. So.
That's crazy.
Jacques got a 16, so he is just...
That sucks.
He is squirming.
He's like one of those. He's one of those like squishies. You ever seen those really squishy pillows? She thinks he's like that. He's like.
It's a pillow pet.
He definitely lets out one of those comical squeaks.
I take the 10-foot pole and I pry Jacques away from him.
I take the pole with the Jacques now.
You are asleep.
You're right. Damn.
The pole and Jacques are cuddling.
No. Not my damn supplies. I get my dagger back. Yeah, I got my dagger back.
What did Evelyn get?
13.
13. Okay. So you all wake up and you feel no ill effects.
I feel except no ill effects.
So does everyone go to sleep now?
Hell fuck no.
I go back downstairs to that goddamn room with those gnomes.
You head back to the room and you see they're all still chanting in their circle, keeping the incantation going.
Fucking just stop. She's dead.
She's dead?
Yeah.
You sure?
She's dead.
Did she do the smoke thing with the dust and she's dead? Dead?
Yeah, she's dead. Dead.
Yeah, I know a lot of. I know everything about this motherfucker except how to kill him. That's crazy. Well, you know how to kill him, but you don't know to kill them.
Did you not see the fucking invisibility thing with the smoke and the vomit?
So yeah,
he was afraid of water because water harms her. I don't know. You could have spit on her. This is bullshit. Anyways,
you could have spit on her. That's funny though.
I don't give a fuck what you decide to do. Okay, all I know is that I own a fucking bed and breakfast.
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
I got a bar. I immediately put back all the liquor that I had stolen. I immediately brought my ass back and start restocking that shit back up.
Oh my god. Oh wow, the salty nut in? That's great. Oh my god, we all
that feels like mayo. I don't like that. I don't like that.
No, it's the SN bed and breakfast.
No,
SN.
No,
the nutty bed and breakfast.
No,
most definitely no.
We'll talk about it. I'm asleep.
How are you making it worse? Progressively worse.
What are you talking about? I forgot. I'm asleep.
And then after I say I own a fucking bed and breakfast, I go back up to the room. I slap Yarin again.
What? Slap me.
Yarin, you take 2 points.
You don't ever get to make any more suggestions.
Slap him again.
I mean, technically, I believe that vote was 3-2. And I'm pretty sure.
You know,
the only motherfuckers who was like hell no was me and Evelyn. Everybody else was like hell yeah.
She cocks her pistol at Juice and she goes, "We're not that fucking friendly."
I mean, you ain't got to be friendly to be wrong. Y'all was wrong. Call it what it is. You can shoot at whoever. You just a wrong motherfucker shooting at a right motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about motherfucking feet. I'm right, motherfucker. Shit, I'll have one foot and be right.
I'll put it on your gravestone. Juice was right. How does that sound?
Sound fantastic. Can you sign this document saying that you said that one time? I just want it in writing. It don't mean nothing.
Absolutely fucking not.
I look at Eno.
Fuck up.
Just saying, if Juice and I ever agree, there's probably a problem. Just saying, Captain. And I just saucily thump my tail and just walk out and go towards the bar.
I lay down.
Next to me? Next to...
Oh, my God. I am content to drink at the bar until I pass out. But I don't sleep until I trance or whatever.
What about the kids?
The kids?
Yeah, we actually didn't sleep through all of this.
The kids? But
were they like under a spell sleep or were they actually just sleeping through?
Yes. Let's see.
I don't know. I kind of feel okay with that mystery. Like we never know.
Yeah. Same.
The fact that they were quiet and immobile works for me.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it, not once.
Well, the kids did pass their con save.
The cast is back to bed.
Of course.
All right. You all make the best of the rest of the night. You know, you have your drinks, you unwind finally, and you all go to bed. It's a very peaceful night. These are without a doubt the most lavish sheets you've ever slept on. I'm talking 5,000 count, luxury, plush. And you all feel rejuvenated in the morning. Almost like level 4 rejuvenated.
No, don't say almost. Don't say almost. Ain't no 3.9. This is the level 4 thing.
What you want about Maggie? She got some nice sheets up in this bitch.
I take down the sign that says Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, and I replace it with one that says The Gentle Wave Bed and Breakfast.
Ooh, that one's better than my idea.
Most ideas were going to be.
Okay, all right. I thought the nutty end was good.
I dap up Juice for that.
Hell yeah.
So you all head downstairs, and before you, you see this full spread of fresh fruits.
Continental breakfast. Hot,
steamy, buttery waffles.
Fucking ham hands.
I've never heard Yarian yell before.
Continental
breakfast. Well, I'll put my crop on. What the fuck? My nerves bad for him to rest in this motherfucker anyway.
I'm kind of happy he's happy.
Oh my god, I just remembered there's no water here. Before Yarian makes his way to touch the bar, I hit him with a shape water and splash his hands.
No, he ain't like him.
Nah, for real. Nah. come on, playboy. Before you get to putting your grubby mints.
Shape
yeah,
water.
I splash water.
You already know. You already know. So I talked to Sopa.
Eno creates water for 20 seconds.
No, let's do a good 45. We're on the safe side.
A, B, C, D.
Okay. Yeah, you all enjoy a nice hot breakfast. Ali, you wake up feeling kind of groggy, actually.
That sucks.
You feel as though the effects of whatever happened to you didn't wear off completely. You're awake, but you feel like you didn't get a good night rest. You actually have one level of exhaustion.
That's sensational. Fucking fabulous. Oh no.
So you are the last to go downstairs and you see this full spread, but don't even have the appetite to really enjoy it.
Well, she don't say anything. She's exhausted. She's like, you know, when you're like really tired, you're just sitting there, you're trying to wake up, you're like scratch your face, you don't say anything. Still has Jacques and like a full Nelson, like.
Oh, he's still squirming.
Oh, I know.
You're exhausted and you still can't break out.
I'm gonna have a sausage. Is that veggie sausage?
No, there's no veggie sausage.
That fucked up, you had a roll for that.
There might be some turkey bacon.
Alright, I'll take that. No, not turkey bacon. Is it Morningstar, like, tofurkey bacon? Roll for that.
The DM's DM has insisted that you roll for that, Jamar.
It's a no.
Oh, okay. Is there any meat?
This fruit.
I'll take a fucking banana.
Banana is very brown.
She throws the banana. Fuck it, I don't want this shit.
But yeah, you all enjoy your breakfast. You all begin to like make light of everything that happened now that it's over. Eno and Juice, you tell the rest of the party everything that happened and how you kicked Maggie's ass and how she's really a witch and she wasn't even that hard. This and that, how you guys own a bed and breakfast now. And as all of this is going on, you notice that you haven't seen the gnomes.
They didn't.
Who cooked the damn breakfast?
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Did they leave a note?
They did leave a note.
About to be some bullshit.
Yeah, get bent.
What's it say?
The note says, thanks for everything. We figured the least we could do was make good on that free continental breakfast. Good luck with the bed and breakfast. P.S. We left your two silvers at the desk.
Aww.
What about the ones I tipped them, motherfuckers?
Shut up, Juice. Shut the fuck up, Juice.
I laugh at everybody else, but I'm like, no. I'm gonna get them some silver.
Okay. And with that, you all begin to head back to the Lucifer colony.
Hang on there. Is there anything of note in the B&B? Like, should we be ransacking this place for valuables? Oh,
yeah. Maggie, we got a whole bunch of shit. I heard.
Yeah. I'm definitely calling dibs on her space.
You know what I'm saying? That a whole heap of shit.
Yeah, she's been doing this for 10 years.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, roll me a D100 to see what you find in Maggie's Room of Wonders.
Can we all do it?
Sure.
Heal ye.
What are we rolling again? 2D100s?
No, just one.
That was a good try, though.
That was
a good try. That's a good shot.
Yeah, I had to try.
That's a good shot.
24.
You find a longsword. Not just any longsword, though. This longsword, the hilt, seems to be covered in these scales, written in runes across the blade, you see that it says Dragon Slayer. This is a +1 longsword.
Action.
Roll me a arcana to see if you can discern anything else about this blade.
It's gonna be a 14.
You do get the feeling that there are some sort of magical properties to this blade. You aren't quite sure yet, but there seems to be something. Who is next?
I got a 90.
You find a wand of binding. Essentially, this wand has 7 charges with the following properties, okay? While holding the wand, you can use some of the charges to pass Hold Monster or Hold Person. It has a save DC of 17.
Oh, fuck. Damn!
While holding the wand, you can use your reaction to spend one of the charges, and you will gain advantage on a saving throw to avoid being paralyzed or restrained. You can also expend one charge to get advantage on any check make to escape a grapple.
And then when do I recharge? Recharge long rest, short rest?
It regains 1d6 +1 charges at dawn.
Fuck,
you ever use all 7, you roll a d20 on a 1, the wand is destroyed. Okay, who's next?
I have a 67.
67. Okay, interesting. You find a portable hole.
Okay.
So this is a fine black cloth that is soft as silk. It is folded up to look like a handkerchief. When you unfold it, it becomes a circular sheet 6 feet in diameter. It costs an action to unfold it and basically use it. When you do, it creates a extra dimensional hole that is 10 feet deep. It cannot be used to create a passage, however. So you wouldn't be able to use it to get from one floor to the next or through a locked door or anything like that. It literally takes you to another dimension. If you manage to trap a creature within it, the creature has to succeed on a DC 10 strength check to break out of it. And much like the bag of holding, a breathing creature within the portable hole can only survive for 10 minutes.
Can I store items in it?
You can store items in it.
Cool.
All right, who's next?
I got a 95.
95. You find a wand of paralysis.
Cool.
This wand has... Go ahead.
I was going to say, let me guess. It paralyzed.
Maybe. So again, this wand has 7 charges. While holding it, you can use one of the charges to create a thin blue ray that streaks from the tip towards a creature you can see within 60 feet. The target must succeed on a DC 15 con or be paralyzed for 1 minute.
Yes.
At the end of the target's turn, it can repeat the saving throw and the effect on success. You regain 1d6 plus 1 charges daily at dawn. If you expend the wand's last charge, roll a d20 on a 1. The wand crumbles into ashes and is destroyed.
All right. Thank you.
My wands.
I got a 76.
You find a decanter filled with oils. It is called the Oil of Etherealness.
Huh?
The oil can cover a medium or smaller creature along with the equipment it's wearing and carrying. Applying the oil takes 10 minutes. The affected creature then gains the effect of Etherealness spell for 1 hour.
Oh shit. Like that.
So if you don't know what the Etherealness spell is, you gain the ability to move in any direction, up, down, left, right. Creatures that aren't on the ethereal plane with you can't perceive you and can't interact with you unless they have some sort of special ability or magic, but you also cannot affect them. You ignore all objects and effects that aren't on the ethereal plane, allowing you to move through objects you perceive on the plane you originated from. So essentially this gives you kind of like an out-of-body experience where you can experience everything on whatever plane you're coming from, but you experience it from the ethereal plane.
How many uses can I get out of these?
I think it's just the one.
Okay. No problem.
But it's extremely powerful. For an hour. Also, this oil has no effect if you use it while you're already on the ethereal plane or plane that doesn't border it. When the effects wear off, you immediately return to the plane you originated from in the spot that you currently occupy. So you don't go back to where you started. You return to the spot where it wears off at.
Okay. That'll be helpful. Hygiene.
Anything else you guys want to do here? Or
I think I'm good.
Good for me.
Me too.
All right. Wow. You all leave the newly opened bed and breakfast under new management. A gentle wave. I'm assuming you you lock it on the way out.
Yeah, I gotta find something to work here.
And you all make your way towards the Lizardfolk colony. You see that it being morning now, that the fog isn't nearly as dense. You easily find your way back to the path and get to the coast without any issues. It's smooth sailing as you make your way back to the colony. You make your way through the entrance and you find the guard lizard folk at their post. And they look at you all with something of a bewildered look. You see Franklin approaches you all with excitement and almost disbelief that you were able to defeat this menacing threat that has existed for decades, years, eons even. You're back. You guys are back. Yes, of course you are. Yes, you're back. I never doubted that you guys could do it.
Don't sound like you didn't doubt us. It do sound like you kind of doubted us.
No, never. I would never. Not find adventurers like yourselves.
Hey, are these yours? And I just gestured to the kid.
I look at Juice and like, why? What?
They don't belong. What you mean? Hey, are these yours?
My hatchlings. We've been worried sick about where they wandered off to.
But more worried about the thousand tooth, right? Because that's the first thing you asked me.
Why would I just assume that they would be in your company? That would just be weird, wouldn't it?
Sure.
You know, Franklin, I had the same question as it would be weird if we would have children in our position that really weren't ours.
I mean, you guys are adventurers. You go in all sorts of dangerous expeditions. Why would you be toting along two little baby lizard folk?
Yeah, I wasn't playing.
You see, he quickly goes to collect the kids, and you see Brack open his mouth, and you all just know a Bawachunga is about to escape his little toothy maw. Someone give me a dex check to try to stop him from letting out a bully what cry.
Boy.
I choose to fail because I mean.
I got a nat 1.
I want to hear one last time. And then never again.
I got a 10, so
that's,
I mean.
I'm not going to cut it.
Hey, I got a nat 1 and a 10. That's Ali's 11. Encouraging it.
Oh, boy.
Oof.
I got a 3, so I guess I also.
Of course,
got
the 20s, of course.
Yeah, you all definitely see Brack and Crack
pull
it out of Bawachunga.
Bawachunga!
Franklin has this horrified look on his face. What exactly happened on this little escapade you all took these kids on?
Hey, we didn't take.
You know, we want them to be better fighters, better warriors, well traveled, cultured.
That's not the.
We're not saying the same thing.
Yes, yes. That's
what we're saying. Completely different.
That's exactly what we're saying.
No, it's not what we're saying at all. It's in fact something you would ever want to say. And I hate to say this, but Juice, Yarian, and I are not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you come collect to kids, please?
Oh, yes. Right.
They're safe.
Right? Yes. Yes, they are. That's definitely the most important part.
Okay, but also, I'm with you. God, I hate to say this again. I agree with you.
We didn't take. They left, and
a family was made.
They happened to thankfully find us.
Yes.
A family was made on this trip. Gross.
And separated that fast. It's crazy how it happened. It's crazy.
Hey, if you need a babysitter, we are always here. The Salty Nuts are also a. We also have our children carrying license.
No, I find that hard to believe.
Please do. That you should be shocked.
We are the salt.
Much prefer my kinfolk not be forced.
Don't
to
be hurtful. This
prison kink that you have.
Don't be hurtful, please. Don't be hurtful. I'm sensitive.
I can imagine how Franklin feels directly about like Ollie saying that, considering what happened before we left.
Yes, I've been trying to scrub my mind clean of this an obsession that you have that we will not speak of.
This is the kink?
This is a kink shame free colony.
This is a safe place for you and me. Now, I don't know, I'm feeling shame.
You should feel shame.
Franklin, look me in the eyes. If it's not shameful, Franklin, look me in the eyes.
Oh, shit. That's what I thought.
I'm being kink shamed.
That's great.
You know what kind of Ollie goes? I can't believe I'm about to do this for the third time. But I agree with Juice. It's too far.
Okay. No, that's fine. Understandable. I'm gonna get my fruit and we're gonna head out.
Yeah, it's not as much as kink shaming as everyone isn't as comfortable as you are. And as open as you are.
Mm-hmm. You should feel ashamed.
Juice. I whip out my bow and I point it at Juice. I will do it right here.
Hey yo.
My you see the other lizard folk are getting into it.
Are they getting into the kink or what are we talking? You know what? Ollie puts her bow down. Ollie puts her bow down.
Should
Ollie. Ollie puts her foot down. Mm-hmm. You're not in front of the kids.
The kids are off.
Shut the hell up. You shut up, Yarn. What do you think, fucker?
Thank you, Yarn.
Yarn, would you shut the hell up?
Can I see what we bled and sweat for already and not deal with the king stuff? I'm trying to make sure all this alligator meat doesn't go to waste. We got lots of it. It really needs to be cooked ASAP. Trying to get some curry alligator. Trying to get some alligator tail up in here. Like we gotta make post haste with this meat.
Huh?
Some stewed alligator.
Hey, yo!
It was,
you heard that AO? First of all,
It was cool. To say meat. Like,
it was paste with the meat.
With the meat. It was fine to say meat. I was like, that's on the line, buddy.
I mean, it depends. It could be an AO, it could also be a mood. But it depends on who you're talking to. Just depends on how it would be.
Big mood.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't know that. It may not be a good one. I don't know. It depends on the context. It depends on
the context is cooking.
Sure.
With the protein. For sure.
Oh, God.
Right.
So where's the queen at?
Yep, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Franklin's watching this whole thing. Poor Franklin.
Once Franklin makes sure the kids are safe and away from Ollie, he returns. And so what can I do for you all? Clearly you want to meet with the queen to show her proof of your victory. Yes? Yeah. Are there any other accommodations that I can get you?
Any more fruit?
Yes.
Somewhere cold to put this this crock?
Yeah, something to put this crock.
Yes.
Don't AO me.
No, I'm more concerned about the crock. I'm like, that's not an AO, but something about the way Marcus said it, I don't like. It's like
that
was better now. All right, fine. I'll let that roll, I guess.
Maybe it's time to look in the man in the mirror and ask why.
I doubt that, but fine.
You see Franklin call to some of the other guards and informs them to take you to the salting mine where you can put your crock meat on salt to preserve it. Is there anything else that you need while you await the queen? Yes? No? Maybe?
Oh, damn. Mark speaks, Ollie speaks Draconic now. Is there a way for me? I would like to tell Franklin something without informing the rest of the group.
Who speaks Draconic? I don't know if you would know who speaks Draconic. Mark.
I know huh? Ollie does.
Ollie does.
I know yeah, Ollie. She definitely okay. would know that I do. Yeah.
And Jock.
You don't have like message or anything?
No, Jamar. I chose not to take that because I'm a fucking fighter. I don't need to send messages. I got a gun. Sends dark messages. No, sorry. Yeah. I chose not to take message. I couldn't, but I chose to say boomy.
I feel like message would have been like huge for you, the way you, you know, everyone has little factions.
What? I don't feel like, you know, if there's anything that she wants to say about the factions, I think she would just say it out loud. I don't think she's concerned about how anyone feels about how she feels about people in a group. I think Yarian and Juice are very clear on how she feels about them without the use of message.
Yes.
I mean, you're more than welcome to, like, pull them off to the side if you need to.
Yeah, I would like to have a side conversation with Franklin.
Okay, sure. He takes the rest of the salty nuts to the mess hall. He points out the spread. You see there's plenty of fruit and veggies. Again, there's a stew bubbling in a cauldron over a roaring fire. You see other lizard folk engaging in conversations and waiting for the lunch to be ready. And you pull Franklin to the side to have a private conversation.
Franklin, I just want to thank you for the last conversation we had. I was in a very rough place, and I very much appreciate you for checking in with me.
You see, he gives you a warm nod, and he says to you, well, yes, I know that these are troubling times for us all, and I feel as though the most important thing to remember is that whatever you are going through or enduring, you only need to look around you and realize that you are surrounded by friends and warm faces. You have surely made an ally of the lizard folk, and even more of one of this crew you've made.
That means a lot to me, Franklin.
He kind of draws his attention to Ollie, and he says, but I would be careful of that one.
Ollie is... Huh? Ollie is a lot of things.
That is true. That is an understatement, however, if anything.
I put deep trust into Ollie. She's young and she can be a bit awkward, but I know her heart is in the right place. She cares deeply about people. And she's herself. She's authentic. I can appreciate that in person, even if it's not for everyone.
Well, as long as you continue to take pride in your judgment of people, I'm quite positive you will be an amazing captain and an even more amazing friend.
Franklin, I hope that we can also hold a friendship. It's, again, so hard to meet people who are genuine and caring and truly compassionate. I am nothing more than a stranger to you, and you have showed me so much kindness. I know this isn't equivalent, but I felt it right to give it to you. And something tells me that your hosting skills here, you'd be quite the host at your own establishment. And I give him the keys to the bed and breakfast.
Really?
Fuck you.
You tell him that it's for the bed and breakfast, and he is a bit speechless. He looks at the key for a moment, and you are entrusting me to look after your keep?
Do I look like a hotel owner to you? I'm giving you a keep. I just want to stay there whenever I'm in the area.
Again, he is just speechless at this selfless act. I don't know what to say. I, I accept your offer. I will run this keep in your honor, and you are forever welcome. You and this band of salty nuts, as you call them.
Just promise me one other thing.
Anything.
Don't turn into a crazy, like, wizard and try to sap people's life energy. Just, you know, just keep it affordable. Keep it comfortable. Just, yeah, no sapping of energy, though, please.
He looks at you a little confused, and he's like, yes, that has always been my life's goal, to not zap people up their energy. I will carry on that tradition.
Wonderful. Wonderful to hear. Thank you.
Give yourself another inspiration for this selfless act.
Thank you. I'm able to stack. I still have one.
Well, now you got two. Well, you can't technically stack them, but yeah, just keep a note of it.
Okay. Thank you.
And that is where we'll stop.
Bye!
See you later! Bye! Bye! See you later! Sayonara.
Later.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Dungeon Family D&D Podcast. You can find us on all major social media platforms. Smash that follow button, drop a comment, or just say what's up. This episode is brought to you by our partners, Nukescape Crafts, our favorite spot for custom resin projects and the nicest rolling dice.
Hey, I'm John. I'm Mark. 28 years old. I am looking for my forever partner. This on my video date date diary.
Video date? You know what year this is?
Over here with Chuck Lowry.
That's crazy.
I would totally do one of those in 2022. Reminds me of that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Lowered expectations.
Oh my God.
I used to be single and unhappy. Now I'm just unhappy. My skin.
Matthew did not get the love that it needed.
No.
True.
No.
Just overshadowed by Saturday Night Live.
Now look at us.
Matt TV is gone.
Non-existent.
Saturday Night Live is on its 69th season.
69th.
Nice.
How long has it been?
Nice. Nice.
More skeet. I need more skeet.
What had happened was,
but it's like this though. I'm tired of folks, you know what I'm saying? Closed-minded folks, you know what I'm saying? It's like we doing geek shit, we cosplaying, we playing D&D, and don't nobody want to feel it, but it's like this. Black nerds got something to say, that's all I got to say.